That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. We're at Browns training camp, and it's over for the day. But it was fun.
It was fun.
The guys tackled.
They went live today.
They did some live.
That's the story.
Went live. Put up the banner.
We'll
went
do it live.
Did a little tackling, which is, as Jeff Shadell rightfully says, I always ask defensive coordinators, how are guys going to get better at tackling if you don't tackle?
How many times on a Sunday have you asked yourself that? When you camp or during the preseason that they're not really tackling, how do you get better at tackling? But then you got to weigh that out with, how do I not want to get my guys hurt? I just don't think you can live that way. Football players. But
Andy, Martin Emerson's out for the season.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Nobody touched him.
You're right.
Nobody touched him. I told you I had a couple of training camp memories for you.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Not to go too far down memory road. But
here we go.
There are a couple of things about training camp that have always stuck out to me.
Okay.
And these never go away. You're going to like them.
All right, here
ready?
We go. Is this a list?
No. Young Kent State student.
Is it a list?
Young Kent State student covering Browns training camp at Kent State University.
I remember it well.
And, you know, things were much more casual back in the day.
Oh, yes. Right?
So I'm in the locker room, and I happened to walk around the corner. And I had already checked with their director of public relations, a gentleman named Kevin Byrne, who was here a very, very long time.
And then with Baltimore.
And then went to Baltimore with the franchise. And mm-hmm. Kevin, great guy, St. Ed's grad. And I had asked him, hey, am I allowed to talk to players and like Brian Sipe? And he went, sure, go. So I'm walking through the locker room. It's almost empty. Like there's nobody there.
Right.
And it wasn't an open locker room. You know how like locker rooms now are open. You can see a lot of guys.
Yeah.
You're kind of like walking through lockers.
Is that Dick Stadium?
Yeah. Okay. I turn the corner and there's Brian Sipe.
Uh-oh.
And nobody's near him. And I
should I do it?
I introduced myself to him and I said,
Mr. Sipe?
Mr. Sipe, blah, 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 blah. And I said, can I talk to you? And he looked at me kind of funny, like, I don't want to do this, so maybe I'll get the. And he said, did Kevin say it was okay? And I said, he did. And he went, okay, great.
Oh, wow.
So I talked to Brian Sipe. So that was.
What'd you learn that day?
I don't know. I'll tell you, why are we smarter?
Oh, okay.
There was another time. So that was like my first experience with training camp with the Browns, and it was cool being, you know, a young, stupid college kid, and I didn't know. Most interesting things I'll ever remember in covering sports happened at Lakeland with Browns training camp.
Good.
With one of my favorite guys who ever played for the Browns. And I'm watching training camp. I'm on the sidelines, and they're going. I think Bud Carson was the coach. And just watching, here they go. They're doing their thing. And all of a sudden, I look, and offensive lineman Ricky Bolden had taken his helmet off, and he was going up to his teammates and shaking hands in practice, in the middle of practice.
I'm done. That's what that says
and
to me.
I'm looking at him, and I'm thinking, what is Ricky doing? And Ricky's a great guy. He was just awesome. And all of a sudden, he walks over to the sidelines, and I'm watching him, and he just walks right past us. We go, hey, Ricky. Hey, guys. Walks into the locker room and goes in.
Okay.
And he's smiling. And we're thinking, what just happened here? Well, after practice ends, we go inside, and there's Ricky sitting on a table, beaming. Fellas, I just retired.
In the middle of practice?
I just retired. How do you feel? I am awesome. This is great. I can't wait to get on with my life's work. In the middle of practice, the guy takes his helmet off, shakes hands with various teammates, and books. And then afterwards, sat around to wait and talk to us about it. It was awesome.
I don't understand. Did
he
started practice that day, and then he decided to retire?
It was in the middle of practice.
So don't you think, was it Ernie then, or was it?
Ernie, of course, he was the GM.
Don't you think that he probably had a conversation with Ernie before?
I don't know.
That they had talked about him retiring.
I don't know. But
and he said, I want to give it one more go.
In the middle of practice, the guy walks off the field and retires. It was awesome.
Is that the same? Although you said he left in a happy way.
Oh, he was beaming.
You know how they say the ultimate way sometimes if you don't like
Andy,
where you're working or don't like your boss, how to leave a job. You know,
he had nothing but good things to say about the Browns and football and everything else. I've had enough. I'm getting on with my life work.
That's
and
insane.
I believe Ricky became a minister.
Oh, good for
if
him.
If I'm not mistaken.
Good for him.
And then I've got one other for you. our first real look at Bill Belichick as head coach.
Okay.
He's at Lakeland.
Right.
Okay. For the his first training camp was at Lakeland. And there's a little media room that's set up with a, you know, a little stand. What do you call those things? Podium. Mm-hmm. And so Bill comes up to the podium and he starts his first press conference and he drops the word compete. And then dropped the word compete. And then dropped the word competitive. And then dropped the word compete. I counted them up afterwards. He said the word compete like 35, 40 times in like a 10-minute thing. It's like, okay, I think Bill just set the tone for what he's looking for out of his first training camp.
Oh, I thought he wanted the media.
Compete.
I thought he wanted the media to go toe-to-toe on this.
No, it's like, what do you think about the wide receivers? I'm looking for good competition at the wide receiver spot, and I think it's going to be a really competitive position for him. And he just kept going and going and going.
I just remember.
And I had to laugh. I thought it was great.
Training camp memories for me are all based on, you know, we didn't. I went to a sports camp all summer, and it was at Heights High, and it was run by the great Larry Hoon, Hoon's Platoon. Shout out to anyone who ever wrestled for him or nice. His son, Adam, at Menor, and is still around town and still coaching. And those guys, what a great sports family the Hoon family is. In fact, the grandfather, the softball field in Twinsburg is named for him. So, but, you know, they went out of their way in these sports camps that we would go to that we always got to make great trips. And I remember going to – we went to Kent State one year, which probably would have been like early 80s. And then out at Lakeland, I remember going out there. And, like, we did all these great trips. And I think that, you know, you talk about your fandom and how things grow and why we're all Browns fans or why we're all Indians Guardians fans or why we're all Cavs fans. And I think all that starts when you're in those real formative years. And, man, I was so lucky to be able to go to a camp that would take us to all these things. I hear these kids cheering all the time in the background, and I think, well, you know, amazing. I'll never forget the first time I took my son out here, and he was just, like, in awe because, you know, most people don't get to see these guys up close and personal, and if you get a chance to come out to camp, you see them up close, and they're like giants. They're like Hollywood characters, and you just don't realize that. I mean, we talk about them every day, and, you know, they're part of our business world, but, you know, when you're a kid, man, these guys are larger than life, and I when I see these kids out here, it just reminds me of me when I was little.
There's a gentleman who writes for ESPN who we talk about when he puts out some great content, and he always does, and his name is Bill Barnwell. He put up a story today, Andy, and I it's too long to just, you know, read unless you like got a half an hour, because he does an in-depth thing on every team. And the premise of what Bill wrote is fascinating, and Browns fans may or may not like it. NFL trade tiers, which players are worth a first-round pick? He went back and looked at NFL rosters, current rosters, and said, which guys on this team, and he did every team, would you trade a first-round pick for? His thoughts on the Browns might surprise you. They're coming up on Baskin and Phelps. We're at Browns training camp. Get ready. Chris Rowe is going to join us at 1 o'clock, Browns preseason television play-by-play guy.